In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Luke, the fourth chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there was a man, ordinary, plain, familiar, and gentle. He spoke, but not of the things that were ordinary. It was short, even abrupt. But all who heard it marveled. When he finished, he sat down. The words, they were enough. But they weren't enough for them. They wanted more than the word. They wanted action. They wanted proof. They wanted power. So he gave them more words. Words they didn't like so much. These were cutting words, hard words, words that revealed the hidden and the forsaken, words that spoke the truth that had been covered. These were offensive words. That's not what they wanted. Not more words, and especially not those words. They wanted bigger. They wanted stronger. They wanted better. They wanted to be entertained and dazzled and impressed. They wanted miraculous and magnificent works, not words. But the speaking man just had words for them. At first, simple, abrupt, promising words. Then more and cutting words. But at the end, all in all, just words. Now these words did something to them they didn't like. Though they wanted works and only got words, they didn't realize that words actually work. They did work. They did something. They brought fear and hate and anger and murder. These words would either kill him or them. And so the people chose him. But not yet. It was not Jesus' hour. The man makes it out, slipping through their hands for now. The man who came with these words, Jesus the Christ. As John says in his gospel, he came to his own, but his own people did not receive him. In today's gospel, Jesus came to his own in Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and where they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath. They rose up. They drove him out of the town. They brought him to the brow of a hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down off the cliff. He read from the prophet Isaiah and promised them that in him these words are fulfilled. He promised the Spirit of God that had once hovered over the face of the deep that now rests upon him. He promised that he is the anointed, the Messiah, the Christ. He promised to proclaim the gospel, the good news to the poor, liberty to the captive, sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and a time of God's favor, peace with God. He promised them something they thought was too good to be true. They had had enough promises, enough words. They wanted proof. Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. Is this not Joseph's son? They clamored. He's just one of us. Ordinary. Plain. Simple. And all he has is words. No magic or power or splendor or majesty to attract us to him. And how often we find ourselves in the same synagogue. Sick of words. When it comes to faith, we'd rather have the miraculous and the spectacular than just words. But take a minute and consider what words this Jesus comes with. For a second, ignore your own watch, ignore your eyes, ignore just for a moment the world around you, and listen to the words. Freedom. Sight, liberty,
peace.
And all of these come from another word,
forgiven.
Jesus, who is the incarnate Word of God, comes with the word of forgiveness. As St. Paul said earlier, for Jews demand signs, Greek seeks wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. This crucified Jesus comes to speak you free and forgiven all your sins. And so, here you are again. Once you've heard words and were filled with anger, but now you are filled with words. And you hear this speaking man in a different way than you ever have before. Now you don't come out of the hall with stones in your hands. Now you sit with your mouth still gaping wide open at what he said, at his words. Now, you are so grasped by his first words, words of freedom and peace and liberty and sight, that his second words fell flat on your deaf ears. Now you are mesmerized by his promise, that shocking promise of a world so otherworldly, coming from a mouth so plain and ordinary, so human and so regular. How does such majesty come forth, we wonder. And what if what he's said is true? It's true for me. He said it to me, a poor, miserable sinner, a poor, miserable captive, the blind and the oppressed. I am the one in need of our Lord's favor. And here he says that favor is all for me. For that, let us adore him. Let us adore this man who comes with words, who speaks, and things happen by and at his word. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the sky were all set in place by his word. And you, your sins, your captivity, your blindness, all of it, all of you were changed at his word. Spoken on the cross, Father, forgive them. And here again spoken to you today, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The word accomplishes that for which he sends it. Thy strong word bespeaks us righteous, bright with his own holiness. His word works. You are free. You are pure. You are righteous. You are forgiven. Adore this Christ. For he comes to you. He stands today in your synagogue, in your gathering, before your eyes, and in the hearing of your ears. What seems so ordinary, just words, is given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. In Jesus' name, amen.